We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Okay, so Scotty B and his beautiful daughters had a great vacation last week. They went on a Norwegian Epic.
It was beautiful.
To the Caribbean. Yes. I mean, where all did you go? Like Bonaire?
We went to Bonaire, Aruba, Curacao, St. Kitts, and St. Lucia.
I mean, he went to every Caribbean island that has a drink named after it.
Yeah. You know, and now I'm back on Long Island, also a drink.
Look at you. Yeah. You're such an islander. Anyway, so our friend Julie, who we love, who works with us in Norwegian, says, Scotty, you deserve a massage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you a gift. And go get a massage.
Yes.
So Scotty's like, what? Did you hesitate?
No, I said, okay, it's not something I normally do, but I'll accept. You know, so I went down to the beautiful Mindara Spa, the spa that they have on all the ships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I booked a female. Just, you know, I'm more comfortable that way.
Okay.
You know, and I lay down on the table and I said, underwear or no underwear? And she said, whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
See, you know me.
I wasn't sure.
You should never, ever have anything on under that robe.
See, in my
Really?
The place I go to has a note that says, please keep on your underwear.
I always leave on the underwear.
You do?
What are they doing with that area? Yeah. You're not rubbing it.
They're going up inside there.
Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute. So you booked your massage.
Yes.
And you had a woman come in the room to give you your massage. Go ahead.
Yes, had a little consultation, you know, stress, this, that, and the other. I'm like, yes, okay. So she said, okay, get under the towel, and I'll be back in a moment. You know, so I disrobed. I got under the towel and I laid face down, you know, and she started with the oils and the hot rocks and everything. It was wonderful. And then I was just dreading the moment when she's like, okay, turn over. And then it came, you know.
I'm sorry?
What?
That moment came.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
Shut up, Froggy.
She told me to turn over. And here in my mind, because, you know, they do the buttocks. And it feels really nice.
Okay.
You know? So I turned over, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, this can't happen now. You know, so there is a person that I think of that makes that not happen at all.
So, if you need a translation.
Yes.
There's a person he thinks of that will prevent him from getting wood.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good then.
Yes, but the problem is thinking of that person almost the entire time kind of takes the joy out of the massage.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If they take the wood out of the... If this person takes the lead out of the pencil,
yeah,
it's probably going to take the joy out of the massage.
I mean, look, I'm not 100% sure that would have happened, but I have to just make sure. So, you know, I took a little bit of the enjoyment out of it by thinking of this person the entire time.
Mm.
So... Women, I guess you have, Danielle?
Yeah.
Gandhi, you really don't have that problem.
No.
Well, I'm sure it happens, though, right? But it's embarrassing, I think.
But wait a minute. Let me back up. Uh-huh. So do you... How do you put this? Is there ever a time where you want to prolong your session with whoever you're with, and so you think of someone grotesque?
No. I feel like that would put a stop to the session if you thought of something grotesque.
Yeah.
But.
And, you know, biologically, anatomically, whatever you want to say, men and women are different. So it doesn't end the party if that happens for women.
For us, it does.
Yeah, you can keep partying.
So when Scotty was telling me this story earlier, and so I immediately thought, well, who do I think of when I need to, like, you know, charge on through? You know, and I thought I have someone I have thought about.
Do we know this person?
No.
Damn.
Who is Scotty's person?
Yeah. Who is Scotty's
No. I will never say.
Never say. He told me who this person was. We're not even saying he or she. We're just saying this person because we don't want anyone.
Oh, I want to know who.
I have guesses.
No, don't guess. What's scary?
As somebody, you know, who does this for a living professionally, do you think that they see this all the time?
Yes. Because yeah, for sure.
So what's the big deal?
If you give massages, you hear farts, you see wood.
Yeah.
They
you
all
probably
the time.
Just learn to ignore it.
So they don't care, you know?
No, it's embarrassing, though.
But yeah, but it's hard to enjoy, you know, the massage if you're worried about farting. Nate,
can I try and convert Scotty here real quick?
I'm sorry.
I'm assuming.
I already tried that, by the way.
I'm assuming.
It never worked.
I've tried that on lots of people. My husband, Scotty.
I never, ever tried to seduce your husband. I did not.
You wanted him before you passed him over. I
asked him out on a date. That wasn't seducing him. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I'm assuming,
Scotty. You know what? Screw you.
Scotty, I'm assuming you only choose women because you don't want a man touching you and you getting aroused, right?
I don't know if that's it. I wouldn't mind a man touching me, but I would prefer a woman.
I will say this. I went, when I was on Prima, when we went to Iceland, Peter, he gave me the most miraculous massage.
Oh, you love the Peter.
I will never go back. I loved Peter. Like, to the point where I wanted to go get his phone number and say, if you're in New York, can I get a massage from
you? Well, I know, but haven't you had women who were just as great?
No, never as good as Peter.
I don't think it's a male-female thing.
He touched me in ways I didn't know I could experience.
Because he's good at what he does. I bet you $1 million, there are women out there that can make you feel just as great as your big old Peter.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, guy, like, if I got a wood in front of him, I would have felt comfortable because I was that comfortable in his hands.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Call him Straight Nate.
He created a safe space.
We got to remind him.
And I was okay. We created a safe space, and I was okay with it.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Do you know there's a note on the wall in the place I go to that says, please don't ask for, like, happy ending.
Same.
Things like that.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They must get requests for
Are you going to some crazy place in some strip mall? Go to a better place.
It's our local place. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's so good.
But they put a sign on the wall that says, don't get wood.
It doesn't say don't get wood. It says, don't ask for happy endings. Don't solicit for anything.
Do you know
sexual.
The secret signal for the happy ending if you want it? You leave cash on the table. I accidentally did that one time, and the woman
accidentally.
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Did you let her do it, or did you like say
she,
no?
I turned over, and she did this. She goes, and I'm like, no.
Hey, look. I've had a million massages in my life, and I've never been to a spa that had a sign up that gave you directions about non-sexual activity.
Oh, yeah, mine does. It's bright orange. Yeah,
there's one by my house, too, and the place is just called Foot
Don't
Rub.
Don't go there.
No, I love it.
Spend a few more minutes and go to a place that's reputable.
90 minutes for $80? I'll take the orange sign.
You.
What do I care?
Great. And she gets up on the table sometimes and does things with her feet and her elbows and her...
Good
she's
God.
Climbing
up
on
there.
You.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Good. Also, it's my place is on Rub Maps, so clearly... They've got a lot of people coming in there.
I'm sorry, it's on what?
Rub Maps.
Is that a website?
It's exactly what you think it is.
Wow.
It's where you go for a happy ending?
It's a list of places that you can go for a happy ending.
Obviously
so somehow somebody there must have accidentally done something weird. I don't know.
Here's what's bothering me about this conversation. To me, and I'm just hoping it's for a lot of people, getting a massage is not a sexual thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You make it a sexual thing because it's all in your head, sure. as they say, mm-hmm. in the Bronx. In your head.
In your head.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, for me, I don't do it. I just like the massage right. place.
But I do have a place near me that did get shut down for this. The police were all there and everything, and all the wives in the neighborhood were like, that's why my husband's always at this place.
So right. do I. And I played the voicemail for Scotty once because I was like, listen to this voicemail.
You played it for us.
They basically just said we got shut down because for some reason. And that's it.
Well, I love massage. And if you're listening to us right now and you give massage as your career, thank you for what you do. And I'm sorry that the people in this room are making it sexual.
We're not. I'm just saying there's an orange sign. There's an orange sign.
If you have an orange sign that says don't diddle with your masseuse, then find a new place.
No, it's so good.
Isn't there a better way of saying it? It should say no extras or something like that. It doesn't need to say we're not giving you a happy ending.
Sometimes it has to be blatant.
Yeah.
There's no tug with the rub. There's other ways to say it.
Lord, what's scary?
This text came in and said, I went for a massage once and the masseuse let it rip while they are massaging me.
Oh, there God. You go.
Turnabout is fair.
Hello.
Well, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
What, Nate?
We're three blocks from a rub map location.
Told you.
I'm just letting you know this.
You know what? You don't need
half a block.
You're two doors down from your JO station.
Hey, if the massage place is open 24 hours, is that a little...
Guys, that might be. Why don't you guys hang out with me a little more? I'll pay for your massage. Oh. Let me take you to a reputable place.
Okay, let's go.
Reputable place.
What's that app again?
Oh, stop it.
Rub maps.
.ch.
Stop it right now.
Sorry I even brought this up.
Did you guys not take your iHeart Federal Communications Commission test yesterday?
Obviously not.
I sat through that. So we work for this incredible company, but for legal reasons, whatever, they give us these courses we have to take every year involving all sorts of legal things. So I took that 47-minute painful thing. It was like getting a root canal.
Yeah, it was long.
But I think what we're talking about now...
is on there.
No, we're not crossing the line.
Because we're in the studio.
Yeah.
I've been very careful not to cross the line.
Once you walk out that door.
No, being in the studio does not save you.
Damn.
Is radio still a thing?
No. You got to come get a massage with Danielle and I sometime.
Never. Never. I would never go to that place. I would never take my shoes off in that place.
Oh, man.
Sticky floors.
You're missing out.
That's my new drag name, Sticky Floors. We got to get into the three things we need to know. What are those three things? What's going on?
All right, let's start here. The jury in the Alec Murdoch double murder trial is going to get a firsthand look at the crime scene in order to help jurors visualize the testimony. They're going to visit the South Carolina estate where his wife and son were shot dead, much to the prosecution's disappointment. Court insiders say the jury view and closing arguments are likely to happen at the end of this week. Prosecutors have argued that Murdoch killed his wife and son to deflect from his theft of nearly $9 million from his law firm and clients. He did admit that he lied about his whereabouts the day of the murder, stole money, and was a drug addict, but insists he had nothing to do with the murders.
Okay, are you watching this case?
Of course I am.
Yes. So, Alex and his mom, my husband and his mom, Barbara, they're watching it together.
Yeah.
He said, I gotta tell you, Mom and I think he's probably innocent. He didn't kill him.
What?
I'm like, are you kidding
he's
me?
He's not innocent. He's just maybe not guilty of murder, but I think he did it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. He did all the other things. I'm telling you, you guys have got to get into this and see.
He's lied about 72 other things. Like, what makes you think he's telling the truth
the
about
the
murder?
History of this whole family. It's outrageous.
There's a mountain of dead bodies in this Murdoch family.
Crazy. Just cover up after
Mom and I think he's totally innocent.
Okay.
Well. All right, winter weather continues to impact people in California and the Northeast today, while snow could start to accumulate in the northern plains as well. The system from the Great Lakes is bringing snow and hazardous conditions this way, bringing the heaviest snowfall to New York, Massachusetts, and parts of New England, where as much as 12 inches could fall. Higher elevations in Southern California could continue to see snow today, while rain is forecasted for low-lying areas. And finally, according to a new study, the key to succeeding in life, any guesses? Positive thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start doing that right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. The study included over 1,000 students in 4 different countries, and researchers say that those with a more positive, hopeful attitude tend to perform better. The study suggests that if 2 students of the same ability took a test, the more hopeful of the 2 would get the higher score. Researchers also say hopeful thinking can increase your lifespan, lower depression, promote cardiovascular health, and boost resistance to illness. So try to think positively when you can.
Okay.
And those are your 3 things.
From now and going forward, I'm going to be more positive.
Okay, good.
I'm going to live forever.
About damn time.
I just got the best text from Alex. You know, his chemo, of course, all of his hair fell out. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. He just sent me a picture of his mustache that's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
He has a little fuzzy head, little mustache coming in. Oh, I'm so proud of that. Anyway, we do have a $1,000 HelloFresh free money phone tap coming up.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Eminem.
Hey, this is Ava Max.
Justin Bieber here.
Hi, this is Elton John.
This is Britney Spears.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. So learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.